Oh my God, this is so deep.
Wow. Okay, let me think on this a little bit.
I'll share something funny that she had said, which was, "You're going to be a bitch on wheels when I'm done with you." I should have asked if it's okay to curse, so my
Don't worry about it.
Mentoring is interesting because I think for a lot of people, they hear the term and they think kind of the like Yoda, Luke Skywalker thing, where it's somebody who is, you know, older, has a lot more experiences in imparting that knowledge to somebody who's kind of newer, greener, more junior.
According to research, mentoring has a significant positive impact on employees in the workplace. Employees with strong mentoring relationships benefit professionally and personally through more rapid advancement, higher job satisfaction, improved interpersonal skills, a better work-life balance, and more. Mentoring has the potential to transform not just the employee, but the organization as well. To learn more about mentoring and its impact here at NYU, I sat down with six employees from across the university to get the scoop on mentoring and its transformational potential.
I see mentoring as really meeting different types of needs. So it's something that could be a professional relationship. It's something that should be seen as mutually beneficial, that both the mentor and the mentee each have something to gain from participating. And rather than thinking about kind of job titles and hierarchy, I think of it more in terms of experience. So somebody who's a little bit more experienced in a particular avenue or venue, giving guidance to somebody who's less experienced. And that's where I think you can get a little bit more creative with how mentoring could look. And really just offering a different perspective where at the end of any type of dynamic, you're getting a lot of information, you're getting a lot of thoughts and resources, but ultimately it's up to the mentee to apply that in their personal or professional lives. However they end up doing it, just having a different type of perspective as a kind of a foundation to grow on, I think is really important in terms of mentoring. So I'm Mike McCaw. I'm the Associate Director of Academic Appointments in the Office of the Provost, Chairperson for the NYU Administrative Management Council, and the founding chair for the AMC Professional Development Committee, which was created in 2014 to offer a mentoring program for NYU administrators. So I've heard there's like five different types of mentors. I'm going to try to rattle them off now. There's the mentor who is your master of craft. So the person who just like really knows the subject area really well, and you're going them for like traditional advice. There's the mentor who's like the champion of your cause. So somebody who could really just inspire you. And it's not necessarily about giving you like specific tactical advice. It's more about giving you the support, the emotional support, the spiritual support that you need. The other mentor is the anchor. So the person who could really just like ground you, the person who will let you kind of go crazy with your ideas and just like, all right, let me pull you back into reality a little bit, or you're going too far, or you're not going far enough. Somebody who's just kind of really grounded. Then there's the co-pilot. So the person who's like there with you, they either did this before, they're in the same type of role as you, so they're just kind of really vibing with you, and they're just there really helping kind of direct you in the same direction that they went in. And then the last one, I think, is the reverse mentor. So you're working with somebody who actually doesn't know as much as you or has less experience than you, and somebody who could just give you a different type of perspective.
Mentoring has had a big impact on me personally. My name is Tamara Santiago. I am the Associate Director of IT Engagement. I started off working at NYU 13 years ago. And when I worked here 13 years ago, I was kind of like in my own bubble. Worked, went home, didn't really talk to people. But as I continued my work at NYU and kind of started thinking about my career, I met people along the way who really had a big impact, especially when I had my son. When I had my son, I kind of felt like there were a lot of doors closed to me and I didn't have a lot of options. There was a role that was posted and someone encouraged me to apply. And I said, no, I can't apply for this role because I'm a mom and I can only work certain hours and I'm not qualified. I don't know what to do. And this person said, Tamara, you deserve this. Do you want to do the same thing forever or do you want to open new doors for yourself? That was such a huge impact because that started off my whole career. It was huge in my life and made me realize that as a mom, I can succeed and do other things. My only identity wasn't just being a mom.
This may be atypical, but I was encouraged to be a little easier on myself than I think I was being. My name is Trisha Khan, and I am a web project manager in digital communications at NYU. I think being engaged in three mentorship programs at roughly the same time as both a mentor and a mentee has really given me perspective. In terms of how it affected my career, I think getting perspective as a mentor and from a mentor really helped frame some of the situations that I found myself in, which I would discuss, some of the situations that my mentees found themselves in. And we came to the conclusions together that these are situations that will keep recurring. They're not unique to me as an individual. We need to find ways to adapt and work through some of the challenges that we face at work. And I thought that was really very valuable from having this relationship.
You know, a lot of people who do higher education as a field, we don't kind of just walk into it. It's something that you kind of fall into by chance. I am Chris Woods. I use he, him, his pronouns. I'm the director of the NYU LGBTQ plus Center within the Office of Global Inclusion, Diversity, and Strategic Innovation. For me, in doing LGBTQ work in higher education, it emerged first from myself, right? So I, as a student at NYU, went to the LGBTQ plus Center, which was named something different at the time. I was seeking out support after having come out to my mom as gay in my first year of college. I went and got involved in CMEP, the Center for Multicultural Education Programs. And at the time, I was involved in the peer education program. And I had a supervisor, her name was Tanisha Barnes. So Tanisha, you know, she helped me work through a lot of my own stuff, but also was really supportive and helped me learn educational facilitation skills, things like that. And she was like, I see a lot of promise in you, and I'd love for you to think about higher education as a career. She suggested a program called the NASPA Undergraduate Fellow Program, also known as NUFP, N-U-F-P. And that program is a program that's designed for historically underrepresented people in higher education and student affairs, specifically students of color, LGBTQ plus people, and people with disabilities, to create pathways for them to enter this field that it often isn't very diverse. So I applied with her as my mentor. And so I was formally in this program where I learned about higher education as a field. I read things that she had learned in grad school to get a teaser into that. I learned about student development theory and higher education administration and got to do informational interviews around the university, all aligned with my interests in wanting to work with historically marginalized students. And I think that's kind of where it started. And from there, I met Monroe France, who started as the director of the LGBTQ plus Center at the time. And he had an opening in his office and he hired me to work at the center as an undergrad employee. And from there, he became a mentor for me and I actually went to his grad program. And he was the first professional I ever met who actually spoke to and had lived experience being a queer person of color, a person who is a person of faith and spirituality. And so those were things that really resonated with me. That's kind of where it all started. And from there, I got involved. I helped plan the first Ally Week. I just got involved in all the various things that the centers were offering. And from there, Monroe continued to be a part of my journey. He's my boss's boss. And so I continue to be involved and connected to that network of mentorship and really have valued mentorship so much so that I became enough mentor shortly after graduating from my undergrad program to kind of cultivate the same kind of leadership specifically of queer and trans and LGBT and people of color leaders in higher education.
You know, when you sent me this question earlier, you know, I had to think about it, right? Because my career is, you know, 27 years at NYU. I think I've learned over the years from people who have served as a mentor to me that every relationship is an important relationship. I'm David Vogelsang, and I'm the executive director of the Center for Student Life. There have been opportunities where I've like signed up to be a mentor where people were matched together. They usually occur very organically from like a shared interest or a shared work opportunity where I connected with someone that maybe was new to the profession or, you know, like I can think of an undergraduate that worked in the Center for Student Life who was interested in higher ed and, you know, we started talking about it and that relationship just sort of evolved. And I think that made it feel more like a mentoring relationship because this was somebody that genuinely wanted to do the type of career I was in and wanted to understand it better. So the organicness of it, I think, was really important to me. And for me, mentoring is really more organic. It's like letting your hair down, letting the person see the good, the bad, and the ugly, but then the great and the good things as well. And I think that creates a really open and really realistic experience between two people. At the end of the day, it's really about the mentee and what they want out of it and what they can get out of it and what you can help them as they sort of think through where they want to be.
this always comes up. I don't always talk about it, but being a young person, right? In a place that values tenure and years and decades of experience. And when I started out in my career, I didn't have 20 years of experience, but I had mentors who did. My name is Natalie Hidalgo, and I work at NYU as the Associate Vice President for Global Campus Safety. Yeah, Carrie Regenstein, and I wrote down her title. She's now retired, but she was the Associate Vice Provost for Computing Services at Carnegie Mellon. I met her at Internet 2, and we kind of had this, it was intentionally a one-on-one mentoring session, so there was no hiding about what we both knew what it was. And she had shared with me that leadership is a jungle gym. And we talked about the perception that leadership is a ladder, right? You have to climb the ladder. You have to move up. You have to do things that are perceived as upward mobility. And it was almost giving myself permission to not be so hard on myself. You can progress and move forward and be a leader and develop leadership skills by moving sideways and taking on different kinds of work. And yeah, I firmly believe in that. Leadership is a jungle gym, right? And sometimes you move up, sometimes you move down, you move left, you move right, but you're still in the jungle gym.
Early on in my career, I think I thought I knew what a mentor was, and I realized that what I actually wanted was like a sounding board, a devil's advocate, whatever that might look like. I wanted someone who would kind of challenge me. I realized that sometimes it didn't lead to like really helpful or critical conversations for me, where I would like present this idea, I'd be really enthusiastic, I'd have my supporting evidence, and people would be like, that's great, go do it. I really wanted someone to just like push back. And I wasn't getting that. And I thought like it just led to frustration. And then I realized I kind of had to like ask for that, and also realized that mentoring looks different, depending also who you're working with. So one of the biggest pieces of advice I got from one of my mentors was just that there's different types of mentors, and being okay with that and being comfortable with it and knowing it's not a one size fits all, I think is really important. I think finding ways to stay passionate, particularly if you've been in a role for a long time and you're trying to serve as a mentor, you could feel jaded. So whatever you could do to kind of stoke that fire of passion, whether it's like meeting with a new employee and remembering what it was to be a new employee, or just like feeling so ingrained or inspired by the work that you're doing that it inspires you to kind of keep pushing through. I think finding a way to kind of relight that flame of passion, not necessarily that you'll go back to when you were kind of new in the role, but just what made you excited about the work that you're doing. And a lot of times a mentee is an amazing way to get excited about the work you're doing again.
That's great. I was just saying, you're like a billboard for mentoring, which is
I think at the end of the day, it provided me with connections and opportunities. It helped me think about where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do in my career. I mean, it provided me with sort of like opportunities that, I'd never thought about. It provided me with motivation and of course, support because of the people that were a part of my life along the way. I worked at this little kitchen kiosk in the middle of the Galleria Mall in Houston, Texas. And these two ladies were a part of helping me to decide, but also inspire me to go to college, being a first gen student, right? That college was important, helping me to think about the process, helping me along the way in applying, but also giving me experiences. They were really great. So Dorothea and Marilyn, I want to thank you for that, because I always will remember.
Her name is Maisa Chuba. She saw potential in me, and I still think of things that she's guided me through to this day. This relationship was when I was in my early 20s at my first real job. And I think that's the point where people need a mentor the most, because they're probably not used to being in an office environment. They're not used to being in a corporate environment. And so to have her guidance and just, it felt like she always had my back. So I may not, and I did not always appreciate or like what she had to say to me, but it was invaluable. So I would like to thank her.
Tanisha, she was the person who helped me find my way, and she provided really great direction. I'm eternally indebted to her for that.
Nelia Zonas, she challenged us to come up with our own solutions and ideas, and that kind of changed everything for me. And so knowing that I had somebody in my corner that I can ask questions of and who was always going to be open and straightforward, like tell me the truth, is what I really needed. And that kind of made me realize that I could do more in my life than I ever thought was possible.
Jean Colaci, and she was the person who said, you're going to be a bitch on wheels when I'm done. And I would like to say thank you, and that I think we've come to a compromise where I've found my voice and I am something on wheels. I'm not sure what yet, but I feel good with the voice that I've found and have in large part to working with her. So thank you.
I would like to thank Courtney O'Mealy, who's the Associate Dean of Student and Alumni Affairs at the NYU Silver School of Social Work. He started as an assistant dean and I was an administrative aide. The way he treated me in terms of inspiring me to speak up more and to share all the great kind of ideas that I had ruminating in my head. And for me as an admin aide, who was literally the receptionist for our floor, to have an assistant dean constantly, and an assistant dean I didn't work with directly on top of it. I was in faculty work, he was in student work, so our roles weren't intended to cross. He would really just kind of pull me out of my shell, but like really make me feel empowered. And it led to one of my first really important leadership opportunities. And it's because of him that he thought beyond titles. He really just thought about how I thought. And that inspired me to always look at other people by how they think. And don't get caught up in titles, don't get caught up in longevity. Just how do they think? And how do you inspire people who think to speak up more? So for that, I am always grateful to Courtney O'Mealy for his work and making me speak up more.
I would like to thank Natalie Hidalgo, Trisha Kahn, Mike McCaw, Tamara Santiago, David Vogelsang, and Chris Woods for their time and vulnerability in sharing how mentoring has impacted their lives. I'm Katie Santo, and I hope these stories have inspired you to learn more about the transformational potential of mentoring.